Now he goes on to say, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Now you preach the message that we're giving here today and will give in this, you'll be in trouble. Because it's the gospel of the grace of God today that the sinner hates. And a lot of unsaved church members don't like to hear it today. They want to do something. They want something that appeals to the flesh. And I tell you, the one thing the gospel does, it puts you and me in the dust and makes us beggars. And we have to come and ask God. We have to turn to Him and receive from Him everything, and we bring nothing in order to be saved. Now, by nature, the way we're all made, there's no exceptions to this, man responds to legalism. And the preachers are popular that give that. Now, I listened the other night on TV to a local preacher in Southern California on radio who put on, to my judgment, one of the finest programs from a technical standpoint, from a professional standpoint. And he even talked about Jesus coming into the world. He talked about Him dying. He talked about Him being raised. But he never said anywhere in there that those that he was speaking to were sinners and that Jesus needed to die for them if they are to be saved and they're to trust Him. No. I'll tell you what he talked about. He talked about commitment. Now he said, all of you that want to commit your life to Christ. Well, friends, let's look at it. He doesn't want my old life. I haven't got anything to commit to Him. He wants to do something through us today. Oh, if we could only learn. God's not even asking you to live the Christian life. You can't live it. He's asking that He might live it through you. And Galatians is going to say that. But first of all, you have to come to Him as a sinner to be saved. And friends, I don't want to be ugly. But when I say that, my wife says, why is it when you always say you don't want to be ugly, you turn right around and you're ugly? Well, I'm sorry if I'm ugly. But you know that our churches are filled today with people that are not saved. And you know why? They've never come to Christ as a Savior. Oh, they feel like they've got something to commit to Him. You haven't got anything to commit to Him, friends. He wants to commit something to you. He died for you. And He's on the giving end. He said the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And it's just as simple as this. Have you accepted it? Have you received it? That is the important thing. Now, by nature, man responds to legalism. And he doesn't need a Savior. All he needs is a helper. That's all. My friend, we're going down for the third time. We need somebody to save us. Now, our conscience witnesses to the law. And legal conviction will lead to works. We tried to compensate for the fact that we're not doing enough and that we want to balance the budget and have on the plus side enough to be saved. Paul tried that. Paul had a whole lot on the plus side. But one day he came to Christ and he says, what was gained to me became loss. What was lost became gain. Now the Holy Spirit witnesses to grace today. And that's gospel conviction. And that leads to faith. Actually, the law denies the fall of man. And that's the position of Cain. Grace acknowledges the fall of man. And that was Abel in the offering that he brought to God.